the rest of the story. In the beginning, all they made were picture frames. There were three of them, Elliot Handler and his wife Ruth and their friend Harold Matson. All of them worked side by side. Elliot was probably the best craftsman of the three. In fact, after a while, Elliot began making doll furniture from the picture frame scraps. And in time, this doll furniture was selling better than the picture frames. So, you see, Elliot and Ruth and Harold never started out to make toys, but, well, this is the rest of the story. Over the next decade or so, the little company continued to grow. Harold retired, leaving Elliot and Ruth Handler to carry on. Elliot invented new toys, and Ruth marketed them, and neither ever intruded on the other's area of expertise, except once. And that once is the rest of the story. It was one day that Ruth knocked timidly on Elliot's workshop door. She had an idea, she said. Husband Elliot, the toy inventor, remember, looked up from his work. It was an idea for a child's dolly, Ruth continued. She'd gotten it while observing their small daughter at play. Elliot tried to smile, but it was that kind of a smile, you know, the one that says, stick to your job and I'll stick to mine. But anyway, Ruth persisted. She had watched their daughter playing with paper dolls. All at once, something occurred to her. The toy makers had it figured wrong all the years. And Ruth explained her theory to Elliot. Ever so slowly, Elliot's eyes grew wide. It was true. Everything Ruth had said made perfect sense. So much sense, in fact, that Elliot promptly went to work on Ruth's concept, and that very year, they applied for a patent, and they began marketing their new toy. At the annual toy fair in New York the following year, buyers were at first skeptical. This went directly against all of the concepts that were selling big that season. Were Elliot and Ruth sure that they knew what they were doing? And just what sort of marketing research had gone into the new toy? Well, Ruth said, my daughter likes it. The experienced toy merchants shook their heads. But I'll tell you what, today it's 35 years later, and Ruth and Elliot's dolly is the number one collector doll in all the world, some of them selling right now for as much as $5,000? For you see, what had occurred to Ruth Handler while observing her own daughter was that the little girl, in cutting out paper dolls to suit herself, preferred playing pretend with dolls that were not of her own age group. Her little cutout dolls were older. They were teenage. For half a century, you've known that toy company founded by Harold Matson and Elliot Handler and his wife. The company whose name is a contraction of Matson and Elliot. The toy maker known as Mattel. Only now, you have revisited the day that Elliot Handler took his wife's advice, made a fashion doll, which they named after their own daughter who inspired it, Ruth's daughter, Barbie, the Barbie doll. Now, you know the rest of the story.